Okay, well, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians is toward the back of your Bible. It's just a short letter. It's easy to pass by, so you might want to look in the table of contents. But we're turning to Ephesians chapter 4 today because Ephesians deals with a topic that's pretty relevant to graduation, and that's the topic of maturity. And when we talk about somebody graduating to a new stage in life, it's usually connected with at least the theme underneath it all of maturity. And so what is maturity? What is maturity? How do we attain to maturity? That's the sort of thing that Paul is dealing with here in Ephesians 4, that Jesus is dealing with in Mark 10, where we're going to look later. And it's something, therefore, that we need to know and deal with and employ in our own lives. So, let me read for us from the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 and following. This is the Word of God. It is the sword of the Spirit. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower regions, the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow, so that it builds itself up in love. Let's pray. Oh Lord God, we thank you for calling the Apostle Paul out of darkness and into your light, and to make him a teacher and an evangelist, an apostle, who would write these letters under your inspiration so that we have before us the Word of God, the truth. And we pray that you would sanctify us in the truth. Your Word is truth, for that is what our Lord prayed for us. And we pray these things in his name. Amen. So the other day, just this past week, I was out shopping. My wife ended up going shopping at the same time. I'm at BJ's, she's at Trader Joe's. And we kind of linked up and connected, and she said, what else do I need to get? I said, get fruit. And then I went over to the deli, and I started just paying attention probably to the salami being sliced off piece by piece, like, oh, lunch is going to be good. And then I forgot I told her to buy fruit. So I went over, of course, and I bought fruit. We both got home, and we had two melons and about 35 bananas, right? But you know, it was good, because as I was preparing the sermon, I had fruit in front of me. And it actually helped me to see the very lesson that Paul and Jesus are teaching about maturity very clearly right there on my kitchen counter. You know, there's no fruit wizard. Did you guys know this? A lot of us don't grow up near farms, right? There's no fruit wizard who just makes fruit pop into existence, right? It grows on trees. At least bananas do, right? Bananas grow on trees. Did you know that, right? And if they're not connected and dependent on the branch of the tree, they don't grow to maturity. They don't become the kind of bananas they were supposed to be, these delicious, ripe, mature bananas. And if the branch isn't connected to the trunk, and if the trunk isn't connected to the roots, and if the roots aren't deep in soil that's receiving rain from heaven and sun from the sky, the banana doesn't mature. Now, people are not bananas. I know. There's a lot of differences between people and bananas, you know. But Jesus did say that there is a way in which people are very much like fruit. He said that unless we abide in Him, like branches abide in a vine, we cannot bear fruit. We cannot come to the point of maturity. We cannot reach that goal for which we have been made as human beings, not just as Christians, not just as religious people, but as human beings. We cannot reach that goal unless we are dependent upon Him like a branch is dependent on a vine. But if you type in maturity, what is a mature man? What is a mature woman? Something gets left out. Let me just read to you some of the things that I found on the internet about what a mature man, how to become a mature man, and how to become a mature woman. Okay, they don't mention bananas for one thing. Surprise, surprise. But here are some things. I found this on, what is this website? The Man Effect. Okay. Find somewhere to volunteer and give back. Hey, not a bad idea. I think mature people do that. Get a challenging job. Okay. Be 100% responsible for your finances. Sure. I'm not sure why that's just for men, but anyway. It's good for both. Ask 3 people in your life for input. Do something challenging. Find a role model. Read some books. Learn how to be a good listener. Important stuff. All of this. I mean, you know, who's going to disagree? Write out a vision for your life. I could go on. There's a lot to do. Okay. How about becoming a mature woman? This is from WikiHow. I love WikiHow. It's got pictures, you know. I like pictures. All right. Tell yourself that being woman is a mindset. Read coming-of-age books about women. Learn appropriate social skills and behavior. Act with confidence. Learn about the world. Take part in a coming-of-age ritual. Make goals for yourself and live up to. Okay, I honestly have no issue with any of these things. These are sort of markers of maturity. If you're a mature human being, you should be able to do these things, yes. But are you truly mature if those are the only things you do? Are you truly a mature human being? Are you in process of becoming all that you could be as a human being if you just did those things? And the answer is obviously no. But the world will tell us that we can become mature independent of Christ and of His church. And the Scriptures teach us just the opposite. We cannot become mature as human beings or as the new humanity without Christ and His church. That's what I want to show you today. True human maturity is impossible apart from Christ and His church. And I just want to look at this in 2 simple points. One is that we have to be dependent if we are to be mature. Dependent upon Christ as the church. The second point is that we need to be dependable because of Christ within the church. so dependent as the church and dependable within the church. And these two are of absolute necessity to becoming mature. All right. Well, I actually want to begin with Jesus' teaching in Matthew chapter 18. And I'll just read it for you. This is the beginning of Matthew 18. And the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, one second.
Everybody's excited about graduation Sunday out there.
All right. I want to hear what Jesus has to say, not what they have to say, right? Okay. And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is that realm in which we participate in the dynamic community of the living God so that we can grow and flourish and become all that God made us to be. But unless you become a child, you can't even get in there. And unless you remain a child day by day by day, you cannot remain and you cannot mature. We cannot remain and we cannot mature unless we remain as children. And you might say, well, what is that? Is this childlikeness, this mark of maturity that I'm just very sweet and innocent? Well, I don't know how many kids you've met before, but the ones I've met, they're nice. They can be sweet, innocent, no. Jesus isn't saying you got to become just a little perfect little kid. No, that's not what he's talking about. What he means, and if we read it in context, we would see, is he's talking about how an infant comes into the world. Helpless. In total reliance upon its parents for their every need, and without a single claim on the world whatsoever. Helpless and hopeless, say that those parents take care of them. If we are to become mature, then we have to learn to become children. Now, that is a work of God's grace. That is an absolute work of God's grace. I'm going to read about that in a second. But on our part, what does that mean? It's about realizing that we cannot make one step in terms of true human maturity if God is not providing for us. And we are not relying upon Him on a daily basis to provide for us, to grow and to become the kind of people who bear God's image the way we were meant. We are helpless and we are hopeless without Him. As Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." Now, if you want to see this from the words of the Apostle Paul, you can listen just to Ephesians 1. I'm going to be highlighting words that have to do with how the church, dependent upon Christ as the church, not just you or me, maturity is something that happens in a community, actually. Listen to this, what Paul says here, and tell me if he isn't essentially teaching Jesus's teaching we just read, that we must become children. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will according to his purpose. And I could go on. We must learn to depend upon God as a child depends upon their parents for every spiritual blessing and every spiritual gift if we are to reach true maturity. You say, how do you do that? Well, it's not so much just you hear it and you know about it and then it happens. You've got to put it into practice. What does depending upon God look like? In part, it means being thankful. You realize that your spiritual life is a gift from God from A to Z. You got it at the very beginning from his hand, and you're going to get to the end, full maturity, because he has given it to you. And so you are a thankful person if you are a child. You are a thankful person if you are dependent. Further, you're a praying person, somebody who knows that God wants his people to mature, and so you're praying for that maturity to be granted. And you're a joyful person, because the one you're depending on is dependable, and he will do it. Practice gratitude, practice prayer, and practice joy, because he is the one who will provide for our maturity. But maturity comes by means of not only being dependent upon Christ as the church, but if you want to be a real man or a real woman, mature in every way, you also have to be dependable upon Christ within the church. Dependable within the church. This is an aspect of true human maturity. And you hear this in Ephesians 4. Paul writes in verse 4 of chapter 4, there is one body. Now, what body is he talking about? The body of Christ, the new humanity. And this one body, he says in verse 7, grace was given. We are dependent on that grace. To who? To the pastor? To who? To the missionary? To who? Each one of us. Grace was given to each one of us. And what is he talking about? What grace has he given? Paul quotes from the Old Testament saying, he gave gifts to men and women. And why did he give us those gifts? In verse 11, he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, for growth in Christ. These gifts are given, and the people who receive those gifts in the church need to use them. They need to be dependable for you. Listen, if you want to grow in maturity, and I'll just talk to the graduates for a second. You're going off to college. Maybe you're going off to a new place. Maybe you're staying here. You need to find a place where there is a minister or ministers who are regularly preaching from Scripture, faithfully. That's the gift they've been given. And if they're not dependable to do that, that's not a place you're going to mature. You might have all the hot guys or all the hot girls all around you. You might have some of the coolest ministries going on, like some rock climbing ministry with geckos on your shoulder. I don't know. That's cool, but you're not going to mature there. You need to be in a place where the person who's been given the gift of teaching God's revelation is dependable for that, and centering you and focusing you on the Lord Jesus Christ, upon whom you must depend. But it's not just the pastor who gets the gifts. We already talked about that. Each one of us gets them. And it's been given, as we already saw in verse 13, to lead us to mature manhood, that we no longer be children. And so in verse 15, he writes, "Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head." What is your gift that God has given you? God gives gifts of administration to some. God gives gifts of service to some. God gives gifts of prayer to some. God gives gifts of mercy to some. God gives all kinds of wild and creative gifts to his people, but we will not mature. And remember, maturity is not an individual thing. It's a community thing in the Scriptures. We won't mature unless you're using your gift. And you won't mature unless you're dependable to use your gift. I need you, you need me, and we all need Christ. That's the message. And then we can be all that we can be. So when you're coming to church, it shouldn't just simply be this. Yeah, I'm dependable. Like, if anybody ever needs help, I'm here. Totally. Just, I'm here. I know that people know me. They know that I'm good at this and that and the other. And if they need help, they can just call me anytime. Text, whatever. Always available. No. You need to be making yourself available to others. You need to be thinking about, how can I employ this gift? You need to be telling your friend, hey, I think I've got a gift of prayer. I want you to tell me in a text message once a week how I can pray for you. I will pray. Make yourself available to use your gift. If you see a hole, something that needs to be filled in church, and you've got the gift, don't wait for the pastor to ask. Be proactive. Move towards it. Talk to the pastor that you want to do it, right? But make yourself available to use your gift. We will grow, we will mature as a church the way we are supposed to, as you use what Christ has given to you. You'll be all you can be. Oh, I know the army uses that. I can use it too. But the fact is, the army uses it, right? You see it on the bus going by, be all that you can be in the army, right? And the army's a great place. And you'll learn a lot. And you'll get in good shape. You'll travel the world. You'll do a lot of the things on WikiHow, you know? But if that's all you do is join the army, you're not going to become a mature adult. You're not going to become a mature human. Because there's so much more to maturity than that. If we are to be mature, we must depend upon Christ as the church, and we must be dependable within the church with Christ's gifts. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for this day that you have made. Thank you for the gifts you've given to all of us. Let them no longer remain latent, but let them become explicit. And in that way, may you be glorified, because you are the giver of every good gift. And without you, we could do nothing. And we look forward to the day of your return, Jesus, when we do reach mature manhood. Even as we look beyond that into the eternal future we have with you, and the wondrous thing that we will become as the new humanity. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.